This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
Hey girl, you okay?
Look, oh, there we go. There it is. We're back. It's hour three, the beginning of. It is our pre-Thanksgiving show where more than normal, we eat in studio because we can. Right now, Al is enjoying a hybrid piece of pie, which is half cherry pie, half apple.
It's delicious.
I'm sure it is. It's very lovely. Joining us this week, while Kat Carlson is out in some sort of a rehabilitation due to sexual misconduct, guest villainous Doug Wilkie is sitting in for us, so he's a little more butch than her, but not by much.
Becoming apparent.
Right. And sitting at that end of the table, Marnie Ryer is right there. She brought the pie. Thank you. Oh, actually, Doug bought pie, too. Thank you, Doug.
We both Everybody bought pie.
We got pie.
But as you joined us for hour three, we begin with Al Perkins and entertainment like this.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever had in my mouth. Oh. All right.
Really?
Well,
I said ridiculous.
It?
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I've known some silly people. Kathy Griffin, who earlier this year had her little photo shoot with the mask of the president's head and the ketchup, apologized, took back the apology, lost her job in CNN, lost some other stuff, started losing concert dates because there was fears of active shooters, literally. Death threats. She was put on the no-fly list. Mm-hmm. She was investigated for like over 2 months by our government. Like,
I didn't know that was real.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
So she is now doing a world tour. So you can look for her all over the world. And she is going on talk shows, chat shows across the pond, and she is just burning every bridge behind her.
Yeah.
Like, it is the no apology, fuck you tour. If I'm going down for this, everybody's coming with me. And the interviews have been insane. Yeah. She is just... It's a scorched earth policy.
Yeah, I think she's having a little bit of a nervous breakdown.
A little breakdown, I wonder.
I do. If you read Anderson some of that Cooper, stuff she said about Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen, I'm like, oh,
and
girl.
Andy Cohen, yeah. I was like,
I mean, they're no picnic, but no, just but. She, it's so ugly. And I think she's losing her mind.
The Anderson Cooper, I haven't read that about because the last things that I had seen, they were the things they were volleying back and forth to each other were still kind of nice.
Oh.
But it turns out that
she called
Andy
him
Cohen,
what did she call him? A vapid, vain heiress.
Yeah, oh, something.
Yeah.
To
a totally unnecessary.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, yeah. And then the Andy Cohen thing was just horrendous.
But this I got to go back to because the Andy Cohen thing turns out my little spidey sense about that fucker has been right all along, and I've always wondered like, where did he come from?
I've always wondered that.
Yeah. Like, who is this guy? Well, it turns out he's a TV producer. He's a big Power Queen TV producer. Right. He's the reason we have all those stupid ass fucking housewives.
He was the
show.
Vice president of programming at Bravo. And
Bravo.
Programmed himself a show.
Yeah. And well, it turns out.
Oh,
yeah, his own show.
He was.
Oh, yeah.
He was a producer of all these different shows and not just the housewives, but all these other shows. He's been a producer for like years and years.
Okay.
Like one of those backstage friends that like everybody knows who he is, but.
Mm-hmm.
None of us know who he is. He's behind the scenes, but he's like a power gay with all these people.
Sure.
So he literally backstabbed his way into, as a producer, into a talk show to kick Kathy Griffin out. Like, that was that part's like legit.
Oh,
she had a talk
show.
She had a talk show for a couple years.
Right.
That he, like, because he was a producer and in charge of Bravo at the same time, like, got her the boot, didn't pay her for all those years that they were filming in her house. Like, no one told her for the My Life in the D-List that they paid all the housewives to use their houses.
Mm-hmm.
They get, like, a fee.
Yeah.
So it was getting screwed over because the guy that was producing the show also owned the network. So here's this, just something about him just always struck me as, like, so smarmy.
He is.
And then
gross.
as I heard her stories, I was like, that just seems like a financial thing. This guy's just a cheap ass dick.
Yep.
And was just really kind of out to screw her. And I guess he was trying to do award shows. He was trying to like take over that shtick. And now he probably will because there's really nothing. People start starting to think of him as knowledgeable or something.
Sure.
So I guess that's his new thing. But I guess he tried a couple years ago and Kathy Griffin was like, Is he seriously trying to do the red carpet?
Yeah.
So, like, there's a weird component
they
there.
They have a backstory.
Of he was her boss, mm-hmm. and he ran programming at the network, so he was, like, I don't know, underselling her twice, and then but then she was after her agents, mm-hmm. the people that didn't stand up for her. She just has been going at everybody. It's been mm-hmm. fascinating, wow. mm-hmm. fascinating YouTubes.
Yeah, and then, I agree with Doug. I think she's
well. I mean, her sister just died.
I just think I've always thought that she was a fragile person to begin with. I've always been a huge fan of hers. Mm-hmm. Even when people hated her, I still liked her. But I've always thought of her though as a very fragile person, and you know, even as a comedian. And so I just don't think she's ready for this lane, you know. And and maybe she has some private stuff going on.
So are there tickets available
really
for this?
Fragile.
Everything's gonna burn.
Yeah.
She's selling out theaters all over the world because it turns out now she's kind of a commodity outside the
U.S. No fucks left to give.
Right, and they're kind of like, there's a comedian coming here specifically to make fun of their president, like somebody in a feud with the dumpster fire. Yeah. Like, it sells itself.
So maybe she'll have a resurrection.
And that's what she said. She's like, well, do you think you'll be banned forever? She's like, the first time I do something with ratings, I'll be back on a TV network. And, all the shit with Zucker and, like, not giving her a raise for the New Year's Eve thing at CNN. Yeah. And so she came back for less money.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
And she was like, and then I was mad because they fired me. And I was like, fuck you, I should have never been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I should have never come back for less money.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was just, it was very, it's interesting because she's also going through, like I said, personal stuff.
Right.
The head is shaved.
Yeah, I thought it was a little
By the
weird.
Fourth interview, she's got a couple of things just lined up to say.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, some of it's rehearsed.
Oh. Yeah. Well, stay tuned.
But then, like, her life on the D-list. She went and stayed at Windsor Palace with Joan Rivers once, because Joan Rivers was friends with Prince Charles. So they went as friends for a weekend at Windsor Palace. So, like, you're not too D-list.
Sure.
Yeah, she's not D-list anymore.
Yeah, that's always my kind of thing. Where, like, okay, the jokes, the D-list joke kind of ended last year,
and it even ended in her stand-ups. If you follow them, she used to always go after celebrities. And I stopped watching the last few of the stand-ups because they're all just about the housewives. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I think that was very calculated on her part. She didn't want to be D-list anymore, so she's not going to go after, you know, the main stars. Like, which that's what I loved about her. She was, like, making fun of Nicole Kidman, and, you know, it was hilarious. Yep. And had them really on their toes, really uncomfortable when they saw her. And so I kind of lost a little respect for her.
Sure.
I was like, just stay with that. But I think she realized she started to become friends with those people.
Yeah,
she started to be on the A-list.
That's who you're lunching with now.
But I really do, you know, ultimately I like her, and I hope she's not totally losing it. Hope she'll make a comeback.
On her website, there are no current dates in the States. She's all overseas right now in Cologne, Germany, Stockholm, Sweden, Helsinki, Oslo, Norway, and Iceland. So that's where she is now. But and that's just through the end of this month. Now, beyond that, I don't know.
So then it turns out from her videos, and this is part of the Scorched Earth thing, that TMZ show, the other sleazy fucking show that I can't stand, turns out that guy that runs it, that stands there with his big Slurpee,
Harvey Levin,
is a big gay.
Yes.
Total. And a big Trump supporter.
Okay, first of all,
Trump supporter,
the gay part.
Misogynistic.
Yeah.
Oh, the gay's been around for a while. Yeah.
Because he seems like it.
No, he's...
Yeah. But he is a pig.
Absolute pig. Mm-hmm. So she goes after him. And I had to Google, because you kept saying his name. I'm like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, I know who he is.
Oh, and I'm like, oh my God. Again, it was one of those things. Like, the first time I watched this show, I'm like, this is... Just
well, his show,
awful humanity.
His show got even more heat than it normally does because they were not running any anti-Trump stories because he wouldn't allow it. You know, he has that editorial staff that's, you know, they take no prisoners, right?
Mm-hmm.
On that show, and you know, I think it's funnier than a lot of people think it is, but I think they're in on the joke.
I don't get that impression.
And
at all.
I think that a lot of celebrities use them and paparazzi for mileage too. So if you look at someone like Christian Bale, you'll never see him eating at Katsuya. I mean, there's a million restaurants in Los Angeles that are better. They're going on purpose because they want TMZ to cover them.
Sure.
And the ones that know how it works navigate that really well. So this idea that TMZ is about to, you know, tear everyone down. if they, you play the game right, they're fine. Everybody's sort of getting what they want out of that. But anyway, that's just my whole, because Joel Ratner one time tried to take my head off about TMZ, and I'm like, you don't ever watch it. I did watch it until I heard of the Trump thing. Then I stopped. But it's really not what people are maligning it for. But anyway.
But it has, I mean, that part's the entertainment tonight part.
Yeah, it's fun. It's funny. Yeah.
But it's the other
they're very, and they actually are really oftentimes very supportive of people. They're like, oh, no, this person's really funny. They get it. They know how to play the Hollywood. I just don't have a lot of sympathy for Hollywood celebrities for the most part. And so if people are going to make fun of them and it's TMZ, I don't really care. But that whole Trump thing is disturbing.
And I just seem to always catch Trump that supporter. Show when they're just making fun of somebody, just being mean.
Oh, they can be mean.
Yeah, like that's I mean, unless that's the only thing that ever stands out for me, but and I always they're just always poking somebody like, we get it. She didn't have makeup on that day.
Yeah. Like bad.
Right.
But his whole Trump support thing just
yeah. So, anyways, but that's what we learned from Kelly. So I just thought that was not it's a riveting half hour on YouTube. Just watch them all.
I am gonna watch.
But I really wanted to know what the hair thing was about because it was so shocking. Because she always had all the extensions and everything. And I don't know, did she have thin hair underneath that? Anyways,
maybe
beneath all that. But her sister passed it. So and then on a completely opposite note. And just because it's on HBO this month, I saw Suicide Squad because I pay all that fucking money for HBO, so I watched it. What a colorful, fun little movie.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I haven't watched it.
I have no idea what the hell that was about. Mm-hmm. I have no idea who those people were except for the Joker. Never heard of any of those characters. Sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is a thing. It was delightful. It was an hour and 35 minutes of like watching a kid color paint with like neon colors. And Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie.
That's just a big star.
Yeah, like
she is just a star.
With her Tonya Harding movie coming out.
Right.
Oh, is that her?
Yeah.
That's Margot Robbie. Yeah. Are you kidding? With Allison Janney as the mother.
As the mother.
Right.
Oh,
that's right.
That is the gay Christmas present we've all been waiting for.
Let me absolutely. And Allison Janney.
25
Janney
years
in
the making. Fun. Yeah. A figure skating movie.
Right.
Yes.
With Allison Janney.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's fantastic.
I might put a flower in my hair to watch that.
She's not settling for bronze anymore.
That's a great tagline.
The Good Place has been renewed for season 3. If you're a fan of that, like Harrison and I are, and the Kat Carlson.
Aaron loves it, too.
Funny show. Really, like, having a good time this year. So they got renewed for season 3. It's just a delight. It's just a fun way to spend 30 minutes of your life. I think we talked about this last week, but I don't remember. There is a Dan Fogelberg tribute album that's been years in the making. It just came out this week.
I don't believe that we talked
about
that.
All kinds of stars contributing to it.
Is the leader of the band tired?
He is very tired. Kind of dead. So, the very unusual part about this album taking this long to come out is that Donna has a song on it called Netherlands, which is this beautiful, beautiful, very orchestrated song from, I think, like 77 or something. And they had arranged with Dan Fogelberg's widow that she was like, oh, that's fun that Donna wants to sing it. Like, I remember her. She was a lot of fun, and it's good that a 70s person wants to sing it. Didn't realize that she was religious. Didn't realize she was still, like, really performing. They just gave her the Sony gave her the track, the orchestral track, so that they didn't have to rent an orchestra, because it turns out Donna was up against time, too, because she was dying. So they did all that for her, and they asked about the key, and Donna was like, no, it's the key that I sing it in. I sing along with your husband. I listen to that song all the time, and I sing along. She's like, so that's the only key I could sing it in. So it's absolutely gorgeous. If you get a chance, it's on iTunes called Netherlands. Absolutely gorgeous. And then there's all kinds of all his best songs being covered by really good people.
I
it's been years and years in the making.
Yep.
And you can go online and you can find out all the stories about who campaigned for songs, who the widow held out for songs and stuff. But it's lovely.
Yeah.
Especially if you really liked his songs, which I do.
I love his music.
And we're almost to the season of Another Auld Lang Syne, which you have to like wipe away a tear in your car as you're like trying to get out to go
fucking
to the grocery store.
Love that song.
You're like, I met my old lover in a grocery. You know what I mean? Like, thank you.
And just the whole piano and you can feel the snow hitting your arms.
It's the cats in the cradles of the single
it
set.
It sure is. Oh, I do. I just love that, though. Oh.
Let me think. So then Ellen is after Trump.
Oh.
Turns out Ellen gets political, too. So the whole elephant trophy and being able to bring back trophy animals. Okay. Ellen went on the TV and just that day, I guess she did a whole diatribe about it. Hopefully it's online and you can enjoy it.
Wow.
Because I just read the story as I was sitting down. So she went off about it, and then the ban was like rescinded within, I think, the same day.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like later that same afternoon, because the shit came at him from so many different directions, and I think Steve Bannon even picked up one and was like, fucking elephants? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really? We're the GOP. It's kind of our symbol.
Right. Yeah.
Which I thought, there's irony.
Yeah, like that is the correct use of irony.
And Laura Ingraham, bam, or whatever.
They're killing themselves anyway.
That fucking lunatic who came after him. So,
so she has a thing now that if you retweet her celebration or whatever it is, there's something that you have to retweet, and for every tweet, $1 goes to this elephant conservation fund.
Oh, that is great.
So look up Ellen and elephants, and it comes up everywhere.
I did just Ellen DeGeneres retweet, and it came up.
Yeah, so. And if you retweet it, she'll send $1, and as far as I know, there's no cap on it yet, but she will send $1 to this animal conservation society.
Okay.
So it's kind of an amazing thing and an easy way to...
Wow.
Be a philanthropic while sitting on your fat ass.
Yes.
How's that for fun?
By the way, do you remember when you did the chicken nugget thing about... The kid who was trying to get more than Ellen?
Right, more retweets.
Because there were some shows that I missed, did you ever do a follow-up?
Oh, he beat her.
He beat her.
Oh, yeah, beat her.
Yeah.
In fact, yeah, he beat her, but even before he beat her... Wendy's realized where it was going, and they gave him the lifetime or year or whatever the hell it was supply.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Nice. Uh-huh.
That's fantastic.
So, let's think. Real quick, so the Spirit Awards, the Independent Film Awards nominations were announced. Okay. The big movie on everybody's lips, and now it's a big topic of conversation because it's a, what would you call it, like a November-March relationship of two men, and it's called Call Me By Your Name. And it's Armie Hammer and Timothy Chalamet. And it's a love story. It's about a teenage boy and a guy in his mid-30s, or however old it is. And it's just getting fantastic reviews. It's winning film festivals. And it's just turned into this controversy. It's where the James Woods thing came up, where James Woods said the content of it was gross because it was about an older man and a younger boy, and he got called to the mat because he had propositioned Amber Tamblyn when she was 16 years old and tried to pick her up and take her to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he went right down. Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, this movie's got this built-in controversy, but it looks beautiful, and the reviews are just glowing. So look for that to be coming any minute now. But it was the big nominee, got the most nominations, and then Get Out, the horror movie by Key and Peele.
Uh-huh.
Got all kinds of nominations.
That movie got great reviews.
A few interviews I've seen of him. He was on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, and he was also on Colbert doing interviews about it. But his interview with Colbert was very funny because it was, again, him doing the whole thing of black people in a horror movie.
Oh, yeah.
Just get out. Just get out of the house now.
Yeah.
Because white people stay for whatever reason. White people just stay in the house, and black people are like, "Well, I'm out of here."
Yeah. I'm at least the second one.
And he said, when the movie opens, you realize that the black guy's in an interracial relationship with a white girl. Like, oh, they're going to be trouble.
So, and just the way you sold that. So now for the Golden Globes, Get Out has positioned itself in the comedy, category, which there I forget because I watched it the other day. Or yesterday, because I now have Contour. So I just watched it. But I think it was the other day when I got home. Anyways, that movie has a terrific, funny middle piece in the middle of a really nice suspense.
Uh-huh. I just DVR'd it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to watch it.
It's not horror. It's more like sci-fi thriller. But just that in the middle of it is this really funny section that it just turns into a whole nother movie. And it was just delightful. Just delightful. And then, so our last thing. So just, you can look up the rest of the Spirit Awards for yourself. Because I lost interest in
that. Fuck you! Look it up yourself.
I lost interest.
I told you about the two movies I liked, and then I moved on.
Nanana boo.
I have nothing else to say.
So many of our childhood crush has died. David Cassidy, Keith Partridge, who we all wish we had that hair at one point, even though it was kind of a mullet.
Yeah.
Upon further reflection. And there was just some fun music on that show, including this little number. Yeah.
Well, I don't know how far into it.
You got to cut it forward to the chorus.
Well, I don't know where the hell that is. You didn't tell me there was a... Let's just cut ahead. Let's go further. Hang on. That she was lost. She didn't seem to notice that anyone was near. Till suddenly she turned to me and whispered. And Susan Day pops out of the haystack, right? Point me in the direction. I've never heard of this song. Oh, there's.
Oh, my God.
Reuben Kincaid, ladies and gentlemen.
Reuben Kincaid.
But it just, the songs on that show were way better than they should be.
Al, like, you know what? I think I love you.
I think I love you. If you're going to an audition, pull that song out. It's got range. It's got a little bit of fun, too. It's got a nice beat. It's a terrific song. And this song, it's just a tearjerker of a number. Who knows what the fuck they were singing about?
I'm going to guess Albuquerque.
Why were teenagers going to Albuquerque?
You're a thinker.
So anyways... After his rise to fame on the Partridge Family, he did theater, he did a little bit of TV here, mostly stage shows, and was still performing until like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And was in, had an actress mother, which I didn't realize, and she died of dementia not too long ago, and there was a worry that he was headed the same way, and...
Well, and
there was drugs, there was drinking, there was alcohol.
Stuff, yeah.
There was all the... I was a, you know, a childhood star
child
of the
actor,
70s.
Sure, sure.
Things that one must go through, I guess, sadly. And it was in multi-organ failure a couple days ago and sadly died tonight. But I mean, there's a lot of songs on that show that I'm like, that song is a little bit better than it has
that
any reason to be. That I can feel your heartbeat. You could play that now and you'd be like, oh, that's kind of a fun song.
Well, and it was just a fun show. Like, everything about the Partridge Family for me, that was just... One of the big things to watch, and Doug and I were talking about it when you guys left the room. I know that I still, like, I could go home right now, quite frankly, and I could find my album. I know exactly where it is.
Oh, yeah.
And
it was on Bell Records. Like,
But I did the cover of it.
I love this.
I did the cover of it. I didn't use, like, marker or anything. It was like a pencil, but it didn't leave pencil marks. It just left the indentation with, like, heart around David Cassidy. And sadly, Danny Bonaducci, and I think the first, not Bobby Brady, right? But the
Greg.
Who was the
Greg.
No. The first drummer for Partridge Family.
Susan Day. I don't know. I'm making shit up.
The little boy.
Danny Partridge.
Was it Danny? But then who was the other?
And Danny Tracy.
And that one, whoever the other little boy, and I can't think
of
it.
And they switched him out midway
through.
Yeah.
Right, and he was adorable, and I just loved him. So he had a heart too. But Susan Day, that fucking cunt, she just was
scratched out.
I scratched the shit out of her. Oh, I just thought she was awful.
Did you feel like a Flowers in the Attic vibe? Was there a jealousy there?
Oh, it certainly wasn't a jealousy. I just thought she was awful. I didn't like her at all. I was six. But anyway, and it's wild to look at. There are two people that age kind of range where you look at their ages. Rick Springfield, who I love, is in his 60s.
His face isn't.
Well,
his face is like
older.
It is.
Something
15.
Held it back.
Yeah,
it's actually kind of
still holding it.
It's actually kind of melting.
Yeah,
but Rick Springfield and David Cassidy, 67.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
My mom's 69.
I was not expecting
that.
That
and go what?
Yeah, what? Yeah, I know. That's a shot. It's shocking.
It is.
It's a good thing your mom wasn't a child actress.
Well, thank God. But it's kind of weird how you look up and you're like, you know, you have their posters.
Because they only seem
the
like
wall.
They were a couple years older than
right.
us.
Right.
Even,
exactly.
You know, even though he was playing 16 and I was probably like 3.
Right.
In your mind, they don't age.
Yeah.
You want them to be that same way they were.
Like
the
Fonz. Like Henry Winkler, when I see him in something else.
Now he's an old Jewish guy.
Yeah. Totally is. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
He totally is.
Right.
But he's not, but that's not the Fonz.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that's Henry Winkler.
Yeah. And I know the difference.
There is such a difference. I mean, I could show you my lunchbox. It says. I mean, oh my God, all that.
I never had a crush on the Fonz, though. Never. He was never doing it for me.
I just love that. It wasn't that I had a crush. Mine was Chachi.
I probably would have done something dirty with Potsy.
Yeah. There was just, that just makes has such that, sense to me.
He just has that doughy white boy look that I kind of fall for, you know what I mean?
Oh my God, that makes such good sense to me.
It's really pretty sad, is what that is.
But, you know, the...
I mean, I'm not putting on my get-out-of-jail-free card like the celebrity I'm allowed to have sex with. Sure. So it's not cheating, but...
I have to tell you, Sean Cassidy was my thing, though. I was in love with Sean Cassidy.
Yeah, I may have imagined some dirty things with that album
Sean
cover.
Cassidy is...
Do Run Run, right?
Do Run Run, that's right. Yeah. I have both albums of his.
His hair was glorious, too. I know that sounds a little Silence of the Lambs, but... I didn't want to wear it.
None of those... It's funny. None of those performers ever had my interest at all.
No. Yeah. Didn't you watch the Hardy Boys?
No.
Oh, Parker Stevenson. Yeah, that's legit.
Oh, never Al had... and I apparently have same taste.
Oh, I got Lady Wood over that one all the time. Hardy Boys. I mean, it was right in the name.
That, huh? Hard Boys. There's that.
Well, oh, I love that.
They pretty much telegraphed it.
Who was Nancy Drew? Was it Pamela Sue Martin?
Pamela Sue Martin, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pamela Sue Anderson fell down the hill and
totally. Yeah,
Little
but
House
that
Full
was,
of
that
Fairies.
Was a little. Oh, yeah, she was like, Mary! You know.
Remember
like,
that it was just the fact that she tumbled in the opening scene.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, do you know why she was blind? Because they had to fucking read by candlelight. That's why Mary went blind.
Great
she
strength.
Was with, she had, who had Manly? Was that Laura?
Yeah.
Laura Ingalls had Manly. You didn't watch any of this stuff?
I was not a fan of the
We weren't
Waltons,
allowed to watch. I only know it from the books.
Lion,
but I knew who they were, but we weren't allowed to watch it in my house because my father was just offended by the entire show. Because he loved the book so much.
Sure.
And
no,
I don't know.
I agree.
They did, and I just, I never, because he would watch any movie of any book he read, but something about that, I don't know what it was.
Well, if you
I don't know where
degrees,
they touched him on the doll. But
6 degrees of separation. You have Michael Landon from Little House on the Prairie who went to Highway to Heaven, right? Uh-huh. And then still dead, right? But if you go by, it's kind of 6 degrees of separation. But if you go by Touched by an Angel.
Oh, she's dead too.
She's dead
died,
too.
She died yesterday.
Pickawig Della finally died.
Della mm-hmm.
A woman
dead.
Who constantly wore two wigs. Never understood it. She had black and white hair. She, like her hair was striped. She had two wigs on.
Oh, that's true. I never did pay
attention
to that.
Drove me crazy. Yeah. That she was wearing two separate hair pieces at the same time.
It's okay, baby. I mean, like, everything about her. Everything, her
Please
voice.
Send your letters directly to Marnie Ryer.
Yeah.
Voice,
I feel an apology tour coming for that one.
Her voice was like that. Kind of, she reminded me of the...
Does she have a service animal?
No. She reminded me of...
Does she bake chicken?
Now who's me? It's autumn sunrise. Like, her voice reminded me of the person from Ghost, who, damn, baby, what'd you do to your hair?
What the hell was that?
Am I wrong?
I don't know. I'm getting
you like
a little
it's
scared.
It's autumn sunrise. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, it's the dead guy talking to the live woman.
The dead guy and Della, same. I mean, that was a sign for different,
I got
but
it.
It's same.
Same
yeah,
song.
Same.
There's this
Thank
scene
you.
In Ghost Not where that. All the dead people are talking to their loved ones at the same time
okay.
through Whoopi. And it's the couple and they're talking about her hair color.
Because he goes,
wow, that took me a minute to get to.
And she has to, the guy says it through Whoopi. So it doesn't matter.
Okay.
But it really, I'm telling you, this is how my brain works.
Some days, Doug, I question why we do this.
I do too. I'm questioning it right now.
But I think it saves a lot of money on therapy for everybody.
I think so too.
Just a
guess. Or makes money for therapists. That could really go. Either way.
Did anybody in the chat
works either way. No, they left.
I think a balanced argument could be made for both sides of that coin.
I think that's lovely to assume.
That's entertainment.
Boom. Well, our dear friends over at the ABC News have sent us a little feed here. That is traffic right now in Los Angeles as people are trying to either escape the sexual harassment allegations or they're on the road trying to get to wherever their holiday is taking them. I'm not sure which one it is.
All Hollywood production company executives trying to get out
right.
of here. Oh, my God.
So that's a lot. Look at that bullshit.
That's terrifying.
And isn't it a shame that the people going in one direction aren't going in the other direction and vice versa? Because then everybody just be there already.
Yeah, they'd be there.
Look at that mess. Screw that.
Nowhere that's is important
awful.
Enough.
Yeah, that's awful.
Can you imagine how late I would be?
You would have had to have started last year.
Oh, normal. Yeah.
I can't imagine how your life would be if you lived in L.A.
L.A., yeah, really.
With all that traffic. I really don't.
She'd be the first one on a hoverboard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, I'd have the new setup that Al has, and I'd just stay in my house. I'd be like, I'm not leaving. Yeah. You fuckers, I'm not going anywhere.
Marnie, the L.A. hermit.
I just can't. I can't even envision that.
Oh, there's no way.
I mean, I feel like you. But though, in fairness, I feel like even if you lived in Casa Grande, somehow a traffic delay would fuck you up too.
Oh, if there's one stoplight in the town.
Yeah. By the way, for those of you listening, Casa Grande is a small city about 30 minutes south of Phoenix that there's no traffic jam in at all. Day or night, you can drive anywhere you need to be. To the Piggly
not
Wiggly.
On time.
But the traffic jam. The traffic jam from Phoenix to Tucson.
Right.
Backs up into Casa Grande.
Yeah. True. See, valid point. That would fuck me up. Oh, it'd be awful.
All right.
I am
calling it quits. Yeah. Jesus, I'm
on the food?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. Now there you go. You're going to call it quits now? that's where you draw the line?
That was it.
I like it.
I'm just going to bring this video to Overeaters Anonymous and let it be my first four shares.
Can you fix this?
Yeah. I was going to talk, but just watch the video.
What have I done wrong here, 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 and here?
Where would a polite person have stopped eating?
Am I assaulting the turkey?
Yeah.
And can I be charged for it? These are questions.
At what point does this become a suicide note and not a menu?
Right. Okay.
495 Feed Street.
But, oh, man. So the My Mother's Restaurant, locally located. That helps, right?
Locally located. A locally sourced pie.
Locally sourced pie. 9th.
Oh, my God.
So good.
Well, I'm going to have some then post-show.
Yeah.
I feel so good. I'm going to save the viewers and listeners.
And I really was all in on the cherry, but apple pie is my favorite.
Yeah, I like the cherry pie.
Yeah. That was, I just think Chardet. Really, I can't even hear that without thinking of Chardet.
As I sit here and ponder it, I don't know of many pie varieties that I'm opposed to.
Sure. I don't either.
Well, guess what they tried to sell me? Peach. I said no thank you.
Oh, yeah. I love peach pie.
I like a peach pie.
By the way, I love it. But I know that he hates it.
Yeah, I love it.
It would be like garlic.
Yeah, because
Dracula.
At some point,
that's a lot of peaches.
Somebody slipped in like a peach tea on him once, and he's like, I actually drank it. Mm. How the hell did they do that?
No, it was here. It was the mixologist from...
the vodka, wasn't it?
Yeah, from the Hell's Kitchen. What the hell was that called?
I don't... Hell's Kitchen?
No, that wasn't it. Creek.
Yeah, it's Jenny.
Deep Eddie.
Vodka. Deep Eddie. I knew it was going to creep.
Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah. Sometimes the on-ramps and off-ramps of this highway are really weird.
I knew something about a creek. Anyways. Well, that's how they're using Eddie. But anyways, she did. She made something out of that grapefruit vodka that I actually got down. No, peach.
Pick a fruit.
We were talking about peaches.
I know.
But she made stuff out of like all different flavors that I drank, and I was amazed by each one.
Yeah.
Nice.
She was a witch.
There's that.
It was witchcraft.
I like it.
Oh, horse shit.
I have a topic for two things, and then we can be done.
Oh, you do want to do that? Okay, well, we can do that.
Well, Doug has to hear the...
Oh, well, he doesn't. Yeah, that's true. We'll do it. Hang on. I got to get rid... I actually didn't think we were doing it, but we'll do it, and we're going to do it like... where the fuck is it? Like this. Here we go.
Topic. Two things is what she brings. Two things is what she's talking about. Two things, important little things. That is what she's spouting out.
You just need two things.
That means two things.
Let's get two things clear.
And then two things about yourself.
And I've come to share with you one of two things. No, two of two things. We're sharing two things right now.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world.
Quick, grab two things you love.
It can be two things.
Only two things in the world I'm scared of.
Rise of Frazzled, two things.
Remember two things.
I believe in two things.
Guys are only after two things.
What's better, doing two things at once or just one?
Never half-ass two things. Whole-ass one thing.
Playing the part tonight of Kit Carlson will be Al Perkins.
Well, I just thought we should go around and do a Thanksgiving thing and just do two things we're thankful for.
Oh, that gets us out of thoughtful vulgarity.
Yeah, see.
It ties it all together nicely.
Sure.
It's like singing Silent Night, but not.
No.
But not doing it.
Silent.
There you go.
Done.
There you go. Yep.
Or that drag queen Dina Martina. Some say love, it is a river. I say it's a rose. Good night.
I'm grateful for that.
What's the shortest distance between A and B?
I say it's a rose. Good night.
Good night. Thank you very much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, that's fucking funny.
That's very good.
Marina, we'll start with you.
Two things you're thankful for.
Well, let's see.
By the way, don't worry, I can edit whatever you say.
Oh, that's nice.
We'll edit this in post.
Yes, exactly. I'll clean it
well,
up.
Well, you know, I always look back and think, had it not been for the chili cook-off.
You're a dumbass. Every fucking time.
We've gotten a lot of mileage out of that. We kind of do owe it.
I think that joke's been going longer than the bar's been closed.
Yeah. I think you're right.
It's like mashed to Korea.
Yeah, totally. I like it. Two things. I am really, really thankful for getting involved with this whole jabs boxing thing this year. Really excited about that. And doing that with Aaron, I think, is just one of the coolest things. And
good, healthy, codependent relationship.
What?
I don't know if it's just, if it's lost on anybody else, but I do notice that the things that you do with Aaron involve...
beating things hitting up. Things,
getting dirty, climbing, falling. Yeah. I know there's a
becoming
lot of...
becoming physically injured.
Right. Physically... I don't know what the word is really, but yeah, you let it all out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
So we have a better relationship.
And I was going to say, it's a great way to be codependent is to exercise. It's a healthy choice. Yeah.
But in addition, and you and I talked about this sometime about that, was the fact that regardless of her in this thing, you personally look at it. It really is a coping mechanism for you.
It is.
It is a way to release all the bullshit from the day or week or whatever.
Yeah. We go 6 days a week, so.
Yeah. They're only open five, but she goes six.
I sit outside the door.
Just kicking it. I just kick it for an hour.
Open.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw somebody in there.
What?
I saw somebody in there.
Which way did he go? It really has been just a good thing because it's like an hour's worth of going in there and not thinking and not having to keep the mind going on something where I can just block it out because I have to. Mm-hmm. You just have to for that time. And I don't have any, I have to take that call or I have to answer that email or I have to, no.
And see, so the joys really of nice. turning off.
That's right.
See?
Oh, I've been turning off people for years.
Yeah. Ditto.
I feel like you're using transition.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful that... wait a minute. Yeah, I'll knock on wood. That mom seems like she's healing and doing better. And
yes, it's been a year, right?
Oh, my gosh,
Next Saturday will be a year since she... Yeah, right around there when she took that spell and kind of started the whole thing. But... so I'm excited, and hopefully that'll be a good thing and keep it up, you know.
Nice.
I mean, she's getting older, so it's not a matter of that. It's just, Jesus, keep her upright. You know.
Keep her moving, right?
Keep her moving. Yeah. And
that's what I say. That's one of the things I say about my mom.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you can't stop yet. I'm not ready for you to stop. You need to keep going. Because as long as she's moving, A, she's harder to hit.
Moving targets are hard to hit.
Number two, again, the more sedentary you become, your health is just not good. So I like to keep her active. So I'm going to have her mow the yard tomorrow.
Sitting is the new smell.
Could you get on that? Yeah,
look at you.
It really is.
Yeah,
it really is. And I was like, I said the other day, Jesus, I'm glad I gave up smoking. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Like if that's the new smoking and you're still a smoker, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Now you'd have to be careful with the new contour box, though, because it will lure you into.
It might lure you
two shows a day.
Wow. Yeah, and lots more. Of cigarettes.
I'm trying to decide how long I'm willing to be a hostage, and I'm thinking after Christmas.
There are a lot of holiday specials.
Go through the end of the year. Just take it through the end of the year.
Just see how it goes.
Yeah. Yep. You can reassess everything January 1.
Exactly. My relationship with Taylor Swift needs to be reexamined.
You don't know. Yeah, I don't judge. So that's it.
Wilkie?
For me.
Oh, you went to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's...
We're tricky.
We go this way.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
The one who asks the question gets it last, and we usually start with Marnie just because it...
Just
because
they like fucking with me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And Anne is happy that her hiccups stopped automatically. Well, that's good, isn't it?
Harrison said, I've had such a wonderful year. I'm grateful Missy was here so often this year. I'm grateful my clinic is going so well.
That's wonderful. Good.
Yay.
Well done, Harrison.
So perfect segue, Harrison.
And then Nat got rid of his hiccups. That's fantastic.
Oh, I'm sorry, you missed Joe's. I'm thankful to have a reasonable income and paying my bills for the first time in about 2 years.
Nice.
By the way, your creditors are also happy about that for you, too.
Well done, Joe. Well done.
Yeah. When you do well, we all do well.
Yes.
The rising tide lifts
all ships.
That's right.
Go ahead, Mr. Wilkie.
Well, so after, I would say, a very up and down year professionally, I have to say, you two already know, but that I'm just very happy to have a job that I love now. So my new teaching gig. So very, very excited about it. And really looking forward to that. And I just
forgive my ignorance, remind us all of the topic or the subject that you're teaching.
I teach in the School of Criminology and Criminal Justice at Arizona State University. So I teach a lot of courses on criminal justice issues in the United States. So primarily domestic violence, violent crime, race, ethnicity, injustice, and discretionary justice. So. Things that are really
fascinating. A lot of words in there.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like some of that I've already know from SVU, but I may be wrong.
You do. Yeah. And unfortunately, some of my students think that that's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. I know Benson. She's a great gal.
I'm very, very grateful for that. And I guess... you know, after a really rough just year of everything and, you know, politically and all of that, it still is. I'm feeling a lot better about it than I was, this time last year.
Oh, okay.
Just that I feel like we are going to – and Kat, who's not here, you know, she was the one she was the one that was saying that back while it was happening. Yeah. But I'm not as enlightened and self-aware as she is. So I was like, we are all going to die. And, and Kat was like, Kat's like, no, we're not. We're going to regroup. And so I really feel like that's happening. And I'm kind of encouraged ways that, you know, things are still pretty fucked up. And but I'm hopeful now. So I'm just grateful to have some hope.
Good.
I think that's right. I would echo that. And not to ditch out on one of my two things, but I think you're right. When we went into this, especially from Election Day through even the inauguration, we were like, and it took a little while, but then the wheels started to turn and we're like, we can see some light now. This isn't all going to go to shit. And he's not going to be able to pull off all the bullshit he wants to do.
Sure.
Yeah. No. So no, you're right. And one of them is, you know, little things like enough outrage came up just with elephants this week. And he was like, you know, because
sadly,
it's not human rights, it's animal rights.
And not to step back up on your thing, but this little Tuesday election that we had, just some really encouraging stories about regular people in communities that won. That 24-year-old young lady, I don't know if you know that story, in Oklahoma, where every single county is red, 24 years old. She's the head of the DNC for the state of
Oklahoma. Yes, I watched her interview.
And they produced a winning several winning candidates that were Democrats in the reddest of red states.
Yeah.
So just things like that, the trends.
She's the youngest.
24 years old.
Yes, and, the youngest in the nation.
She's brilliant.
Yeah, she's on it.
I mean, she's
smart
head
girl.
Of, yeah. And the transgendered candidate in
Virginia.
Thank
who, by
you.
The way, did anybody notice that is it her name Dana? Was Demi Lovato's guest at the AMAs the other night?
Yeah,
I didn't notice
sitting right
that.
Next to her. She purposely
asked
her and brought her to the deal.
Missed that. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Just that's Google. You can look that up later.
Oh, nice. And a Liberian candidate, originally from Liberia, and won a mayoral seat. A city in, I want to say, Montana.
Yeah, I think they... So,
anyway, that just gives me hope.
No.
What's nice
is
people
agree.
Are saying
totally
we're going to do something about
and
it.
So. Yeah, people stepping into politics is always a good thing. Fresh young blood.
Diverse. Which, again, it's where term limits need to come in.
Diverse and smart people and coming from unexpected places. It's very encouraging.
Yeah.
One of the things I'm going to be thankful for is health. My mom is healthy. I'm majorly healthy. I mean, obviously, I could do some improvements, but, you know, I just went through an eye exam, and I'm good with that. Next week, I have a hearing test just to make sure of where we
are. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
But I just wanted to do a baseline check. I didn't really think anything's wrong. I just wanted to do a baseline check and, you know, that kind of a thing. But overall, I'm happy to have in a world of unstable stuff, I'm happy to have a job that permits me to be... Unfortunately, a lot of people aren't permitted to be who they are and what they are in their job, and I can be. That's another perk.
Yeah.
And be around the people that I enjoy. And again, I say it every year, but it's a sanity thing to do this every week. Yeah. And it's crazy to me to think, we've done as many shows as we've done, but it's also funny that it seems like Tuesday comes around really quick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Really, really fast. I don't know if it's just because the older you get, the time goes. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. But it seems like we just ended a show, and I'm like, oh, my God, the show's tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's again. It's again.
Yeah.
But again, it's fun to have this break of, yes, we do rehash a lot of topics we go through every week, but it's different when you're talking amongst friends and bouncing stuff off of them as opposed to just screaming at your television.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
You know, that really is a gift that you have. That you just have to be able to do something that you love.
Mm-hmm.
I get to be myself.
Exactly.
Let's be careful with
exactly.
It's not oversell this.
Yeah, but that really is a big deal.
It is.
There's a lot of people who don't get to be who they are or whatever within the confines of a corporation.
Sure.
Yeah.
Pretending to be something it's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And it's kind of nice that there's a couple of rules of decorum that keep me from being myself at my job.
Well,
that's probably.
I'm sure even though most of them are talking, the patients appreciate that.
Raise your head if you don't want to watch CNN. Nobody did it. Alfie, what are you thankful for?
Well, I think that this year with just being able to see and spend time with so many friends, it's just been a kind of fun to like do a year-long celebration of the birthday and just go everywhere. And the year of saying yes to everything is coming to an end because I'm fucking exhausted.
Right.
Yeah.
And you even said yes to dish towels.
I said yes to the towel. Not the dress, but the
towel. How was the overall trip to Target, though?
It was $106.
Okay.
Okay.
That's normal.
Normal.
Yeah, it's within a $6 range of what I expected.
Could have been 94.
Yeah, plus or minus. I could have gone either way.
I love that.
That's enjoyable.
So,
I mean, just it's been, like I said, the year of saying yes to everything, which I'm usually reluctant to do, but it's turned into a lot of adventures and a lot of time with friends and seeing a lot of shows and just doing fun stuff. I've crammed everything into like 3 days so I could be gone for long weekends over and over again. So it's really nice. I'm very thankful for the job that I have and like how flexible they have been with my schedule this year, because anywhere else would have just been, that's unreasonable.
Yeah, you're done.
No, we have to. You can have two of these things, not 26 of them, and work all of these asshole things. So as I said, this weekend, with looking at the schedule and being like, you got yourselves a problem. We can either fix this now or we can fix this later. And they're like, thank you for volunteering to do this. Yeah. I was like, yeah, it's...
I'm going to get paid for it.
Yeah. But I've also missed a lot of weekends, have not worked, like, my commitment and have really, like, bent a lot of rules to get away with the amount of time I've spent away from work. So that's nice to have a job that I like and can be that willing to play along the trade with me just being a dick.
But they like you, what you do when you are there.
Yeah, so yeah, when I show up, I'm there.
Well,
we're all
and
content.
They know that, I mean, aside from whatever has happened this year, you work your ass off.
And you've done a lot for them, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I've worked my share of overtime.
Gone in
so.
And done overtime and gone in at the last minute.
And teaching for so 3 days in a row.
And it's fun. It's been fun to work just 3 days a week and have 4 days off. And now I'm finding that I don't have as much to do as I did over the summer and stuff. And I'm like, I am so exceptionally bored by day three that I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm buying dish towels. Like, that turns into day three of the 4 days off. It's well, like, I need a hobby.
Right.
Why don't I whittle? I should learn to graffiti.
You need to collect dish towels.
Yes.
Whittle,
like
no, because I'm going to start Swedish death cleaning with the other hand.
Yeah, that's
I'll, I'll buy one towel and then throw it away just to make sure that somebody didn't have to do it.
You'll buy the dish towel and then Clayton will remind you to throw it away.
Well, and Mama Di.
Well, I'll actually ask him to have it so I can keep it.
Mama Di says she's thankful for us and what we're doing and keeping the issues out there.
So we're thankful for Mama Di.
We're thankful for you.
Look at
absolutely.
That.
Oh. Fantastic. We're thankful for all of you guys. Just
yes, thanks both of you, or three of you, that are listening and watching and enjoy us.
Don't leave people out. There are four.
Actually, there's 11 users. 10 users online. My God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, my God, Doug, thank you for being part of our show.
Thank you for having me back. It was wonderful.
It shouldn't be a year before you're back.
I know. Well, my schedule will allow now.
That's right. You did. That is change everything. Yes.
Well, we can come in and discuss figure skating in a couple months.
Yes. As we wrap up tonight's show, let's leave you with this parting thought. We will see you next Tuesday!